Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses,
damn.
I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us, and though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up, cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim, so I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college,
All right. Let's rise with the sun. Welcome. What's up, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, Master Teacher 33. Today is Saturday, Sabbath day, Janus the 7th of 2017, and the time is 12 noon, Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we've got a very basic topic that's very important because, I mean, God used the simple to confound the wise. If it's very complex, there's usually not much universalism in it. And so it is this ability, my brothers and sisters, as we're moving forward to basically to become a single standing column of waveform energy called scalar energy. In other words, for you to walk in the spirit instead of fulfilling the flesh, we have to ignore distractions and we have to focus on our focus. And so these two basic ideals are the foundation of being successful. And the definition of successful, again, for everyone is different. But when we're talking about things, we're never really taught in school how to focus. Everybody just tells us to do it, but nobody really tells us how to do it. It's kind of like thinking. People tell us to think or to study or, you know, to be good or be... People are always giving people instructions, but it's very, very rare to find someone to explain the step-by-step process by which these instructions should be carried out. And so when we're talking about distractions, you know, avoiding distractions is tough because we all encounter different things that happen in our life at different phases and different places and different events. And so, you know, it's kind of like, you know, one man's trash is another man's treasure. And when we think about this whole ideal of avoiding distractions, focus or feed focus. They sound simple, but if they were simple, you wouldn't be listening to the show. There would be no such thing as poverty. There would be no such thing as sickness. There wouldn't be no such thing as ignorance. See, really, distractions are really disguised in the form of a negative affirmation. This negative affirmation basically is an underlining belief system. It's not necessarily a belief system, but it's a limiting belief. And this is what we're going to be really, 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 really focusing on in 2007. Again, with my group, when we're focusing on the 25 that I'm taking in 2017, that's dealing with, again, understanding the Clarinomics and how to build the temple using our DNA blueprint for success. And so this DNA blueprint for success does exactly that. It focuses on identifying and removing. See, we don't want to feed the distraction, but we have to identify the distraction. Now, that's a very, very fine line, because if you do the same old thinking, you're going to get the same old results. The problem with limiting beliefs are you have to identify them. But in the process of identifying the belief, we become the belief. See, most people spend their life or spend a lot of time focusing on the problem, the distraction, instead of focusing on the solution, which is, again, your focus. So in order for you to conquer these limiting beliefs, you have to be able to vibrate. That means that you've got to be able to do something that is very difficult. And it's not difficult. It's only difficult because we haven't done it. But when we say, what is the limiting belief that is holding me back? What is the limiting belief that I am holding on to? And then who says that that belief is true? Now, what evidence do you have about this belief or this distraction? Because, see, a distraction is just a belief incognito. See, a distraction is really a limiting belief. Because when we look at what a distraction is, you notice it starts off with that word dis and then the word traction. So remember, the word dis always means reverse, and traction is what we are actually looking for. So we want traction. In other words, we want to be able to connect. Distractions are really just another word for what I call mind chatter or mental fog. So mental fog is the thing that drives distractions. So a distraction is a thing that prevents you from giving something your full attention. Let me say that again. A distraction is anything that prevents you from giving your purpose your full attention. Let me say that once again. A distraction is anything that prevents you from feeding focus, discipline, and order. Because without those three things, again, success is very, very difficult. So a distraction is anything. It could be a very good thing. Anything, again, that either limits or agitates or removes your ability to give all of your focus to your purpose. Now, the reason why this is important, because it could be your mate, it could be your children, it could be your job, it could be your car, it could be your house. A distraction is very seldomly negative. In fact, most of the time a distraction is actually something that you've ordered. It's an interference pattern. See, a distraction is just an action, or is just something that interferes with the normal process of focus. So you're normally feeding your focus, but then you take a break to watch a football game, or you take a break to make a phone call, or you take a break to hang out with your buddies, or you do this or you that. These are all distractions, because what they do, see, the physics of a distraction is, it's when you have two or more electromagnetic waveforms that result in a wave in which the displacement is either reinforced or canceled. Let me say that again in English. A distraction, my brothers, a distraction, my sisters, is really two waveforms that come in, and they come in and they are cognitive dissonance. They're two opposite sides of the same coin. And so we have these two electromagnetic waveforms, and it results in a displacement or cancellation of focus. Let me say that once again. A distraction is a wave. It's a frequency. It's a vibration. But you have your distraction, and then you have your focus. And both of these waves are different. And since they both are coming in, they cancel out each other. So you are in what is called limbo land, or you have what the Bible calls an idle mind. And so when you have these two waveforms, one, again, is the distraction, although it is a good one, and the other is your focus, which is your purpose, which is your dream, it's your mission, it's what you're doing. And without understanding the true ontological history of mankind, meaning that how we process information, which is the metaphysics of frequencies, and if we don't understand the metaphysics of frequencies, my brothers and sisters, then we do not know how exactly to use what is called your cell membrane activation. Now, this affects your DNA, and this is what we're going to be discussing as we're going forward, where we deal with neurotheology and basically understanding how endorphins work. We're also going to spend a lot of time in 2017 breaking down morphology, which is, again, what we call language, and this zero-point gravity or zero-point empathy and the frequency of fear. Because it is this frequency of fear that interferes with the frequency of focus. Let's understand. Because underneath the distraction, remember, Lucien Favre is a genius. Therefore, what he does is he just repackages the same old thing and redelivers it, and we accept it because it's in a different package. But at the base, at the core, at its root, it is the frequency of fear. So the frequency of fear comes in many, many, many different packages. But it's still, at its core, at its base, it's a distraction. It's an interference pattern. So these interference patterns, according to the physics of it, it's the process in which, again, you have two or more light, two or more sound, two or more waves, two or more cymatics, two or more colors, two or more, okay, let's break it down. You got two women. You know, you like this one and you like that one, but you don't know which one. You got two. And again, there's an old Chinese proverb that says, if you chase two rabbits, both will escape. This inability to choose, but why can't we choose? Because underneath our choice, we have fear. But why do we have fear? We have fear because of a limiting belief. Now, why do we have this limiting belief? Because there's something inside of you, inside of your cellular memory, something has to be released. And until we tap into that cellular memory, we, my brothers and sisters, don't understand, or we don't have the ability to go in and shape that negative character, that negative emotion, that negative habit pattern that says you don't deserve to be happy. You're happy, everything's going great, but you self-sabotaged it because your brain is telling you subconsciously, it's releasing chemicals inside the body that says, I got to create a negative experience with my own behavior. I got to create a negative experience. So how do I create this negative experience? Well, we draw, man, I wish I could go through all of my life experiences, and this is crazy. When I go through my life, everything is going great. I'm not even thinking about it. But, again, it's subconscious. Therefore, I don't ignore the distraction. How can you ignore a distraction that you're not aware of? See, let me make sure, because people want fluff. Like in 2017, with the group that I'm working with, the most difficult thing is people want to know, what am I getting for my money? So people want tangible products. They want stuff. That's why the course comes with a bunch of books and all this stuff. But the thing that makes the course work is the one-on-ones. It's me talking to you. It is the therapeutic sessions that's going to allow you to tap in and deal with these ruling dispositions. This is called spiritual therapeutics. Now, the problem with spiritual therapeutics is it doesn't seem like it's working because all we're doing is talking. See, everybody wants bells and whistles. They want some kind of a, you know, camera. They want some kind of a device that measures their aura or their chi. They want to practice some kind of, you know, breathing technique. They want to do some kind of yoga position. They want to go and give blood or, you know, attach their brain to some kind of electromagnetic machine. See, we are gadget-oriented. We like, myself included, I'm not talking about like I'm exempt. I like gadgets. I like toys. I like things that, you know, I like bells and whistles. I like technology. But one of the books you need to read is my book called Technotronics, The New God of This World. So the enemy is doing exactly what the Helios Biblia said, and then that's what it talks about inside the movie Iron Man. And when you look at the movie Iron Man, it's a man and metal. So the enemy wants to combine men and metal because the only thing that the body can't process out is metal. Once metal is introduced into the body, it takes over the body. It cancels out the biological process. So Iron Man is the death of man. See, the Bible talks about, in the end, the iron and the clay. The iron and clay, they don't mix. But Iron Man and Metal Man and all of this technology, these cyborgs, there's a push by the powers that be because they want you to combine man and metal. Because they know that once that happens, there's no amount of spiritual teachings, there's no amount of information that can be done because that basically cancels out your DNA. And it replaces your DNA with a machine. Think about the movie The Matrix. All of these movies that come out where you see men in metal. What about the Transformers? All of these movies talk about this idea of marrying men in metal. And so I have to break down and I have to, first of all, get you to understand the value of spiritual therapeutics or spiritual therapy. Because spiritual therapeutics and spiritual therapy is the only way that I know of to heal what is broken on a cellular level. See, spiritual therapeutics goes in and it has the ability because it's based upon the healing approach that is, again, a little bit outside of the box of what is called traditional psychology and religion. Spiritual therapy or spiritual therapeutics, again, it requires that you accept the ideal that there is a spiritual force, a spiritual frequency, a spiritual wave, a spiritual vibration. The Bible calls it the pneuma or the ruach or the spirit, the Holy Spirit. Holy means set apart. Spirit means force or mind or mental that taps into your mind and your mental. It is a mind to mind. It's mental to mental. There's no talking. There is no doing. There's no jumping, screaming. It's mind to mind. See, it is this connection with God's mind to your mind which allows you to see that the truth, again, is not complex. It is complex because we make it complex. See, in turn, when we are able to tap into the simplicity of the gospel, that means a good spell. So there's a lot of spells out there, but there's one spell, again, that if you tap into that spell, what it does is it basically removes all of the confusion and it gives you and it activates your 12 senses. Because 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11 tells us that we have to do something unless Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant to his devices. So 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11 talks about these devices. See, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. And it's my job to make sure that you have the particular frame. Now, we talked about framing before, and we're going to put that down again in 2017. But, again, we have to understand, my brothers and sisters, because it is very difficult if you do not understand how what the scriptures talk about when it talks about unclean spirits. See, and it talks about there's some kind of a sweet reward that is given or that is granted to the person. Now, again, the Bible talks about that sin is pleasurable for a moment. And so it is this supernatural power that gives this individual, you or whoever it may be, this ability to have this sweet reward. So this distraction comes with the payoff. See, it's very interesting because the Bible talks about in Matthew 15, verse 19, it says, "For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, theft, false witnesses, blasphemies." These are the things that defile a man. And so think about all of the thoughts that you have. And if we don't bring those thoughts into subjection, what spiritual therapy does is it removes oppression, depression, recession, and even possession. And so it is through this process, these are what is termed or called distractions. So our distractions come in four groups. Distractions come first to oppress you. So a distraction is usually oppressive. Now, it may not seem oppressive, but it is because, for example, if you, like for me, if I'm a sugar addict. I like sweets. So when I eat sweets, it oppresses my body because it suppresses my nervous system. It pulls water out of my system. Same thing is like drinking coffee. For every 8 ounce cup of coffee, it takes like 4 or 5 8 ounces of water to replace one cup of coffee. So what does it do to your immune system? It oppresses it. See, oppression, my brothers and sisters, is interesting because oppression is cruel, harsh, unjust treatment. Even though it may be cruel, it may be harsh, but most of us are like me. We like cruel, harsh, and unjust treatment. Now, before you say you don't, if I'm a betting man, I will say you do because you are deliberately failing so that way you can receive your payoff. Now, I've been saying this on pretty much every show since we started talking about what we're going to be doing in 2017. I'm trying to prime the pump. I'm trying to show you how what you think is success is failure. Now, I want you to look at your definition of success. Now, let me break it down for you using myself as an example. Now, I'm successful financially, but then I'm not. Because the Bible says that a good man leaveth inheritance for his children's children. So I got children, and now my children are starting to have children. And so I have a son at the University of Texas up in Austin. And without him, because of his academics, he had a full-ride academic scholarship. If he wanted to go, you know what the tuition is at UT Austin? It's like $30,000 a year. That's not including room and board. That's just the tuition and books. So would I be able to pay for my, that's one. Now, my two daughters, same thing. They have full-ride scholarships to UNT, University of North Texas up in Denton. What if they wanted to go to schools and they didn't have full-ride scholarships? See, my definition is flawed of success. See, I settled for success, meaning I was dependent upon my children, the government, or somebody else to take care of them when it comes to education. What did I prepare for? When they was born, I should have did like a lot of people. I should have set up a trust fund so when they was 18, they had some funds set aside. They could use the college or start their own business. Did I do that? No. Why? Young, dumb, and stupid. Now, that's not an excuse. That's just the reality. So, again, am I successful? That's just one area. This is one example. Now, brothers and sisters, this is very important. Because right now, your definitions need to be reexamined in light of the standard. Now, the standard, again, is a book that we're going to go through in 2017. It's a 7-hour series and a 400-page book that we already done. We're going to go back through the standard. Because the standard is not the letters of the word. The standard is the spirit of the word. The standard is the electromagnetic waveform that results in a wave that displaces other waves. That's called focus. So the standard is you focusing on universal spiritual law. That's the standard. But since we don't have that, we focus on our dream. For example, I can make a goal, and my goal is different from the standard. My goal, I make $20,000 a year, and, you know, I got 5 kids, and, you know, it's tough to take care of 5 kids on $20,000 a year. But if that's my standard, then I'm cool with it. That's my goal. See, distractions come in the form of your purpose or your goal. instead of God's purpose and God's goal. So if the standard, if God says, I want you to be wealthy, the Bible says, be ye perfect, for I am perfect. The Bible makes seven being statements. Seven. The Bible says, be ye holy, for I am holy. Now, what's important and what's interesting, my brothers and sisters, is that's the standard. But how many people live up to the be ye holy, for I am holy standard, or be ye, you know, perfect, for I am perfect, or be ye transformed? So the Bible says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So if you're not doing that, then you're not living up to the standard. Now, whatever you are being, in opposite of being transformed, that's the distraction. So you are being, you're being a lawyer, you're being, but that's not what God called you to be. That's a distraction. Now, that's tough because you're successful. Most distractions come in the form of success. Let me say this. And most distractions come in the form of a handsome man, women. Most distractions come in the form of a beautiful woman, men. Oh, yeah, that's how they get you. Anybody think the devil is an ugly dude or a dudette? I don't think so. That's not how he rolls. That's not how she rolls. So a distraction, my brothers and sisters, is usually something that's going to catch you because it's exactly what you want. Most distractions is what you've ordered. Because, see, you ordered it. You didn't consult God, meaning the grantor of destiny. Grant, G, grant, O of D, destiny. You didn't consult your destiny before you made your purpose, your dream. I didn't. It wasn't until after I found and discovered the Dear Kinnear reports that I had to go back to the table and reorder, but I already got a life. So what do I do with the life that I already got? Because it's contrary to the one that God wanted me to live. Called an interference pattern. See, something is interfering with this mutual meeting of two. It's like two ships in the night colliding together. It's like two trains. One is light, the other is sound. And they are running together. And whichever one, again, that you focus on is the one that you're going to feed. The one that you feed is the one that's going to win. Now, in physics, this is called wave propagation. And we're going to break down wave propagation and give you the physics or the math so you can understand what's going on inside of your head, inside of your body. Because now we have to re-engineer you by getting you to understand that right now you are suffering from what is called cognitive displacement. Now, cognitive displacement is interesting because it's the result of distractions. Because a distraction is simply an intervention. It's a your involvement is prying into something that you should be prying into. But you're not doing it because you want to do it. You're doing it as the result of thinking about a particular product, service, information that's not necessarily taking you in the direction of your purpose. What does that mean? That means the word dis, notice the word dis. We've got the word distraction. We've got the word disharmony. Now we've got the word displacement. So a distraction results in your displacement. The word dis means to go in reverse placement of the place, your position. So according to physics, again, when we look at what displacement is and what it does based upon physics, is how far out of place an object is to its overall position that it should be in, displacement. Displacement is how far are you off the mark. Sin means missing the mark. It means living without your lot, your share. So I'm missing the mark. You're missing the mark. My job is to assist you with getting back on the mark because you've been displaced. All the stuff I'm going to share with you, I mean, I didn't know. I mean, if I have known better, I would have done better. I didn't know. So I didn't know. I honestly didn't know. I really didn't know. And I used the information that I had, and I made the best decisions that I could. But unfortunately, it wasn't good enough. Because if it was good enough, I wouldn't have went through as many jobs as I went through. I wouldn't have had all of the affairs. I wouldn't have destroyed all of the marriages. I wouldn't have, you know, said all the things that I've, all of the negative stuff I've done was the result of ignorance. The ability, again, to not ignore distractions. So distraction came into my life. I was just like a dog, squirrel, you know, nut squirrel. My attention span was my attention span was about 2 seconds. Everything that came into my life, joom, I was gone. I was easily distracted, so I couldn't feed my focus. So how easily distracted are you, brothers and sisters? Do you understand the tools to master the ability to focus? See, well, focus, discipline, and order, it's like where focus is not known, abuse is inevitable. Because focus is vision. See, the first thing about focus that you have to understand, my brothers and sisters, is why do you even need it? See, how do you become skilled in any area? How did I write 50 books? How do I do a show every day? Sometimes 3 shows a day. How have I had 50-plus jobs? Actually, 65 when I added them up more recently. 65 different jobs. I'm talking all well-paying jobs. How have I, you know, been engaged with, you know, while married in my first marriage, so many affairs that I lost count? How was I able to start 23 different businesses, last 3 of which was fairly successful? I'm talking about traditional businesses. We're not even talking about the multi-level marketing stuff and the online stuff I've been doing. Now, I want you to think about that for a moment, brothers and sisters. How was I able to do all those things? You see, brothers and sisters, without this ability, now I'm a creative person by nature because of my gifting. That's one reason why, as a 3, I'm able to create. Just being creative without having focus, you can't apply it. You got an idea, but you don't have the energy to apply it. You see, my brothers and sisters, focus, discipline, and order that I talk about inside of all of my books, especially my book, Diligent, and my book, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. Both of those books, again, really focus on this one word, focus. But what I want to give you today is I want to give you some techniques to assist you with focus to help override your displacement. Because right now you are moving towards something that's not in your position. Now, again, the word Christ is the messianic office. That's your position. That furnishes the one in that office. That's your position. With the power to fulfill that office, that's your position. So the enemy's whole purpose in life is to make sure that you never find your position, because your power is in your position. Notice when Obama leaves the position, President of the United States, he don't take the presidential powers with him. I've explained this before on many shows. When I got out of the Marines, I don't have the power of a Marine anymore. The power comes from being the Marine. When I swore the oath to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that's when I became a Marine. When I processed out, when I went into law enforcement, and I went to the police academy, and they gave me the badge and the gun, I was a police officer. When I exited the police department, they took back the badge, the gun, and the uniform. So I no longer have arresting powers as a peace officer for the state of Texas. Why? Displacement. I'm not in that position anymore. See, the displacement is the occupation. And so that word is the occupation. That means what you have occupied. And so focus allows you to occupy. Distractions make you unoccupied. So your occupation allows you to be occupied. Without your occupation, purpose, your dear Kinnear, then it's hard to have focus. Because what is focus? Now, think about this for a moment. Focus requires an object. Focus is actually not a thing. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, because without understanding these terms, we can establish a world, W-H-I-R-L, which is like a centrifugal force. It's like when you're watching water go down the pipe, or you're watching a tornado, scalar technology. See, the focus is the center. The focus is the what they call a focal point or the central point. Focus is the hub. It's the nucleus or the nuclei. It's the heart. It's the core. See, focus is a state. It's a mental disposition that is the result of clear vision. Focus is actually clarity. Of what, though? So I have a central point. And so you don't have you have no idea what your deer canary is or your niche is. Therefore, it's impossible to have focus. Because focus is the point at which all of the rays of the light, heat, sound, waves, all of the waves meet. Focus. Focus, brothers and sisters, the way I teach it, I've never seen it taught like this before. Focus is the ability, it's the point. According to physics, again, I use a lot of physics. Physics, the definition of focus according to physics is the point at which all of the rays, all of the waves, all of the thought waves, all of the electromagnetic spectrums, they all meet. Now remember, the definition of word distraction is where two waves, they meet, but they displace each other. Focus is where two waves meet and they empower each other because they're on the same frequency. See, a distraction is cognitive, meaning it's two different or opposing waves. Focus is two or more waves of similar frequency. Focus, again, brothers and sisters, means that you have it's the ability to have a diplomatic. It's the ability to have a like. It's the ability to have a neutral. It's the ability to have, can I say it? Diligence. See, diligence means that you've killed. You have only one plan, plan A. How many of y'all got a plan A or plan B? You got a backup plan? If you got a backup plan, 2017, it's not going to be good for you. Because you always get the backup plan. You never get the original plan. Because the subconscious always promotes the hidden. Not the see, you're logically thinking about plan A, but you're subconsciously preparing for plan B. And whatever you subconsciously prepare for is what you get. So you got an exit strategy. Now, in real estate, it's great to have an exit strategy. In real estate, you go into it, you buy a property, you better make sure you know what you're going to do with that property. You're going to rehab it, you're going to flip it, you know, you're going to live in it, you're going to sell it. Don't buy a property without knowing what you're going to do with it. In real estate, you need to have an exit strategy. I teach that in my real estate courses from back in the day. But in real life, if you got an exit strategy, guess what happens? Whatever you plan for is what you go for subconsciously. So you got to get rid of, you got to burn your bridges. Now, brothers, sisters, I don't know if you've ever lived like that. Very difficult. Most people stress out because that says, I was talking with my daughter about this on yesterday. That means that you carry yourself as if. So I'm already carrying myself as if. What does that mean, brothers, sisters? My focal point is taking 25 people in 2017 and taking them to the pinnacle of success in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships by explaining to them the physics of emotions, by helping them understand that the word Vatican means foreteller of the future. The word Vatican means foretellers of the future. The word Vatican, who controls the world, the Catholic Church, the Cathars, the Vatican, that word means foreteller, a.k.a. prophecy, that because it's said over and over again, auto-suggests, uses addictive programming to use mass consciousness to change the future into what they want it to be. So I need to get 25 people who understand plasma physics And we're going to teach you plasma because that's the fifth element. Everybody's dealing with earth, wind, fire, air, water. I'm dealing with plasma because it's not on this dimension. So using plasma, the fifth element that's found in Hebrews 4:12, that's also, as what the Hebrews Bible says, let us go on past the basic teachings of Jesus, and it lists five other things, laying on of hands, all of those things that everybody do. Everybody preaches what's in Hebrews 6:1. I don't. Because the Bible says, in order to go on to perfection, you got to do this. So in order to go on to perfection, in order to get past your distractions, you have to feed your focus. And it's not what everybody else is doing. This is the metaphysics of DNA. This is morphology. This is under, over, and understanding, my brothers and sisters, what I call spiritual engineering. It is the biology of temple building. It is the blueprint for success. This is total self-mastery. This is the ability, my brothers and sisters, to bypass the historical, ontological makeup of mankind and to oscillate and vibrate in the metaphysics of eternal life. Now, what I've just said, I don't know if it registers with your spirit, because this is how you exit the matrix. This is how you exit this negative habit pattern, totally and permanently. You totally and you permanently destroy this negative habit pattern that's inside of your cells and matrix that uses a hexagon, a hexagram, and a hexachord. This triune hex that uses math, music, and language that keep you trapped on this plane net, this planet, this prism planet. So in order for you to get off of this planet, you got to bring together all 12 of your rays. Focus is a point at which all rays of light meet after being refracted or reflected. Let me say that again. Focus, at least the focus I'm talking about, after you got punched in the teeth, after you've been reflected or refracted, your light comes through a prism and it's divided. That's where we get color. That's where we get the word hue. And somebody told you that you are a hue man or a hue woman, and you believed it. So now we've got to regather all the rays of you because you've been divided. You've been refracted or distracted, and we need to combine all of your fractions back into one, because the Bible says at the Tower of Babel there was one accord and one language, and it was not nothing that they could not accomplish. Perfection is the result of crystal clear clarity that I don't know. I haven't found very few people that have it. So, brothers and sisters, what am I saying? The word refract, again, or refracted, it means to change the direction when it enters into an angle. Refraction. Change direction. It means propagation. When I talk about wave, according to physics, wave propagation, that means that, brothers and sisters, due to the fact that there was a change in the medium of expression. This happens so that way you can conserve energy, meaning I'm on reserve. Remember, right now you got reservations about this program? That's how you know Lucifer is talking to you. See, Lucifer wants you to reserve energy. That's his whole plan. He cannot allow you to get put off. Do you know what happened? If you, now this is you, I would like, if you got a microphone, a microscope, yesterday was really cold, today is kind of cold, but the sun's out. Yesterday was very cloudy. If the sun is out in your hood where you're at today, I would like you to go to the dollar store and buy a microscope, a powerful microscope, whatever the most powerful one you can get. And I want you to go outside, take a sheet of paper, and I want you to find the sun, and I want you to take that microscope, and I want you to get the sun to shine through the microscope onto the piece of paper, and I want you to rotate it on that paper clockwise and keep it moving on that paper for at least 2 minutes. And what happens? Nothing. Then I want you to stop, and I want you to focus all of the rays of the sun through that magnifying glass. I'm saying microscope. That magnifying glass. I want you to take that magnifying glass, and I want you to pick one point on that piece of paper, and I want you to hold that magnifying glass steady, and one point. Focus on one point. Focus on one point. Focus on one point. Focus on one point. For 2 minutes, and watch the sun rays burn a hole in that paper. That's your project for today. If you need physics, if you need to understand the theory, if you need to prove it physically to yourself that what I'm saying is true. I already know it's true. I've already done it. But if you need to do it for yourself, you know, you kind of like me, you know, show me the nail scars in your hand. Then you buy your own magnifying glass. You go out in your backyard. You take a sheet of paper and you do the experiment yourself. You don't even need a sheet of paper. You can just buy find a leaf. You'll burn a hole through a leaf. Do you know how powerful the rays of the sun, when they are combined and focused on one point? Do you know how powerful you are if you combine your mental faculties and focus on one point? You can never do that. The devil will never allow you to do that. It is my job to do that, to help you do that. Every demon in hell will be fighting you in 2017. I'm just telling you now. The word distraction means, or the word refraction means you got knocked on your butt. If anybody listening to this show that haven't gotten knocked on their butt, I don't know, maybe they miss you. Hang on, your turn is coming, especially if you're going to try to hang out with me in 2017. Because it is the prerequisite for success. Distraction, that's what it is. If the good, if they can't get you with party and success and money and women and cars and all that stuff, he gonna get you with adversity. He got to distract you to keep you from focusing. Because what you're doing when you're focusing is you said, I know that something happened that changed the direction of my ray of light. My gnosis, my notice. When light shines through a prism, it is refracted. It is bent. It is the bending of the wave when it enters through a medium and where its speed is changed. So a distraction not only knocks you off course, it changes your speed. And so it takes longer for you to get to where you're going, so you get discouraged and you quit. It's the whole purpose of a distraction. So all your life, you just go from one distraction to another. It just keeps bending your ray of light. It is my job to expose you to the truth. And the truth is like a lion. It's interesting, brothers and sisters. I love what I do because all I got to do is one thing, expose you to the truth. What happens when the truth slaps you upside the head? I love what I do. I can't do anything else. If I can't do this, I'm going to put a bullet in my head. There's nothing on earth that I would rather do than replace error with truth. That is, if you want to know what I do in a nutshell, if anybody asks you, hey, man, what Brother Wood's program is about, hey, what this dude calling himself Master Teacher 33, don't tell him about Dear Kinnear Reports. Don't tell him about my frequent and test program. Don't tell him about my theocentric nutrition. Don't tell him about my, you know, my relationship course. Don't tell him about my book on life after infidelity. Don't tell them nothing about, you know, my Christian book. Don't talk about the neurotheology book. Don't talk about, you know, my ontological history of mankind. Don't talk about my book, Dare to Be You. Don't talk about Dear Kinnear Reports. Don't talk about I Am Too Human. Don't talk about Christened. Don't talk about, you know, Being Authentic or Being God series. Don't talk about none of the 50 books I've written. Don't talk about none of the 1,500 shows I've done, the 500 videos, none of that. If somebody want to know, wait, what that dude is about, I replace error with truth. That's the only thing on my business card. That's my elevator speech. If I'm in the elevator with Donald Trump, with Bill Gates and Mark Cuban, and they say, hey, man, you didn't manage to teach a 33 guy. If I was in the room, if I was invited to the UN, if they invited me to speak in front of Congress, they said the attention span on the internet is about 6 to 9 seconds. If I had 6 to 9 seconds to tell people what I do, I replace error with truth. You see, distractions, I don't need a technological advantage. You will not find me using no kind of freaking machine or computer program. I won't be wiring nobody up. I won't be hypnotic. I won't put you in no form of hypnosis. I ain't going to do no, you know, freaking, you know, life regression, you know, memory technique. I'm not going to go back into your childhood. What I'm going to do, I'm going to expose you to the truth. You see, the truth is interesting because according to John 8:32 said it this way. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Now, what you're saying is the same thing that they said in the Bible. Right now, that belief system in your brain is telling you, well, we are Abraham's descendants. They answered, we have never been slaves to anyone. How can you say then, you will set me free? See, I know some of you saying right now, well, Doc, I don't need to program, dog. I'm doing good. Because you don't understand it. Like, I didn't understand it, so I thought I was doing good too. Just like they said to Yahushua in the Bible, they said, hold up, doubt. We know Abraham's. We are Abraham's descendants. You don't understand. Abraham, like, you know, he's the father of our religion. In fact, he's the father of both religions that are at each other, Islam and Christianity. They both come from Abraham. They're saying, we are Abraham's descendants. We ain't never been slaves. Negro, what you smoking? How can you walk up to me? That's what people tell me all the time, man. How you going to set me free and I'm already free? Every cretin I know on the planet tells me the same thing. Man, I don't need your product service information, doc. I was free already, homie. And they walk around with a big old chain around their neck. They're in the prison of their mind. Brothers and sisters, the greatest lie the enemy ever told is he don't exist. So you think you're free. I thought I was free. I was happy being unhappy. I was wise being dumb. I was wealthy living in poverty. Had no freaking clue. See, the truth exposes your flaws. This is how the truth works. Let me make sure you understand. This is my technique. This is what I do. This is spiritual therapeutics. Been doing it for a long time. I've been casting out devils and demons over the telephone. I hear one dude, you know what I told him? He said, dude, I got to talk to you, man. I text him. I didn't even talk to him because it was the demon in him that wanted to talk because he wanted to try to intimidate me. So I already knew my spirit told me don't talk to him. So I didn't talk to him. I text him. Heal that fool over the phone with texts. Texting him, dude, go to the Bible, read this. Text, you are this. Text, I gave him the truth. And what did it do? That demon got the hell up out of there. You know, all of this stuff they show on TV, when Yahushua walked up, do you see anyone in the Bible where Yahushua wrestled with demons? I don't find it nowhere. I don't find none of this stuff that they do on TV and the exorcists and all of this stuff. Why do they do that? I don't know. Let me show you what I do. John 8:32 says, then we shall know the truth, and the truth. Notice how you got free, brother. It didn't say anything about Master Teacher 33. It says the truth will set you free. And then they replied, homie, we's already free. We Abraham descendants. Then Jesus replied, verse 34. Look at John 8:34. John 8:34 says, truly, truly, I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Sin means hamantano in the Greek, hamantero. That means living without your lot or your share or your position. Everybody who is distracted, everybody who is displaced, wherever you are displaced, whatever place that you're placed in, that place rules you. Look at where you are right now. You're a slave to that place. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. You're on a job, you're a slave to that job. Relationship, you're a slave to that relationship. You're a slave, brother. You're a slave. We all are, because that's not your place. That's not where God wants you. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, brothers, because in 2017, you got to understand, because see, right now, you have bought the lie like I did, so you don't need what I'm promoting, because you's free. The same lie I told myself. Then Jesus told me, Yahushua says, verse 34, John 8:34. Truly, truly, I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. A slave is not a permanent member of the family, but a son belongs to it forever. See, you can be displaced. It's just temporary. I'm here to, again, readjust or recalibrate you. So if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. You see, my brothers and sisters, the Son, the S-U-N and the S-O-N, it is a ray of light. It means gnosis, it means knowledge, it means the truth. A slave is not a permanent member. It's a displacement. In other words, a slave is a prison. It's a prison. Hello. P-R-I-S-O-N. P-R-I-S-M. S-M. Yeah, prism. A prism is the slave box. A prism is, what does it do? It bends your life. It divides you. It displaces you. It puts you in another position that you're not supposed to be in. What does the truth do? It brings you back to your position. It puts you back in clarity. It puts you back in purpose. It puts you back on the right track. All I do is expose you to the truth. But that's the problem. Because everybody claims to have the truth. Everybody has a truth. Very few people have the truth. John 8:37 says, I know you are Abraham's descendants, but you are trying to kill me because my word has no place within you. Oh, man, yeah, I got a lot of haters, too. Because why? I'm not saying what everybody else is saying. Verse 38, John 8:38, I speak of what I have seen in the presence of the Father, and you do what you have heard from your Father. Come on, somebody. That word seen means experience. It means done. See, Yahushua speak about stuff he's done. Everybody else teaching about stuff that they read. I don't teach theory. I only teach theorem. I only teach what I've already done. I don't teach about what I've read. Verse 39, John 8:39. Abraham is our father, they replied. If you were children of Abraham, said Jesus, you would do the work of Abraham. Last verse, verse 40. John 8:40. But now, you're trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from my father. Abraham never did such a thing. My brothers and my sisters, my program is based upon one thing and one thing only, the truth, not a truth. And how do you know it's the truth? Because it breaks every yoke. It sets you free to have crystal clear clarity, and it puts you back in your original purpose and your original focus. My brothers and my sisters, don't fall for the distractions. Make sure that you continue to feed your focus. Your focus requires you to, so that way you know what to focus on and how to focus. Tomorrow we'll do a part two that breaks more, going more into what focus really is. My brothers, my sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene now. after I murdered and flee. Reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circling seas, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.